Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It is a Monday, so we are getting into our Monday mailbag. Every week we get a bunch of emails through to drive@jacarandafm.com. Sometimes people send things that they would like some advice with. Sometimes people just tell us what they'd like to hear more of. All those kind of things. That's our mailbox, drive@jacarandafm.com. And this is today's Monday mailbag. Hi, Rob and Roz. We had a bring and braai over the weekend. After we were done, I still had vorse and steak left over. So I put some in some tin foil and I put it back in my cooler box. Got some strange looks from my friends. I know when I was a child, the house where the braai was usually claimed the leftovers. But in Cyril's economy, that is my lunch for tomorrow. So I just want to know, what is the leftovers etiquette for braais in 2024? Love the show, JP. Oh, thanks for listening, JP. And thanks for your message. So wat doen mens met oor skot kos of die kos wat oorbly na 'n braai? As ek dink na wat by my huis gebeur, ons doen gewoonlik soos boereworsrals. En dan sal ons soos pork rashers of wat ook al doen vir kids. En as mense dan hulle eie vleis bring, is die vleis dan klaar. Want hulle bring wat hulle wil eet, hulle eet dit. En there hasn't ever been a much leftovers from a braai that's at my house. Maybe we undercater, I don't know. Maar as daar nou wors of rashers of wat ook al oor is, dan bly dit by ons. Maar as ons goed vat na ander mense se huis toe vir 'n braai, I don't know if we would take our leftover stuff with us. Wat doen mense? Gebruik jy dan die leftovers vir jou kos vir die volgende dag of los jy dit by die huis? Wat is die etiket hier rondom? Because I actually don't know how to answer this question for JP. I only know what I do, so I want to find out what is it that you do. And we are in the Monday mailbag. It is Monday. We got a message in from JP basically asking, what is the leftovers etiquette for braais in 2024? Joe, what is your go-to?
Look, the thing is, for me, if I do a bring and braai thing, for me, it's more of a bring and share. Mm-hmm. So I don't do the whole, I'm just going to eat the meat that I brought kind of vibe. Like, I'll bring like maybe an assortment. And then if I find someone else with a pork chop that I didn't think of, I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll have the pork chop. But then, so that makes it difficult for me then to be like, oh, okay, so I brought like 7 pieces of vorse and like 2 lamb chops. So I'm going to take one, you know what I mean? It's like a bring and share. So I leave it behind. It's supposed to be for the family that's hosting us.
Cara disagrees with you completely. Goeiemiddag, Roz. Ons deel al die kos tussen almal. Dan het almal 'n kospakkie vir by die huis vir die volgende dag. Which makes sense, right?
Okay.
Then, me, myself and I don't know what your name is, but that's the display name from WhatsApp. She says this.
Hi, hi. Hoop het gaan goed. Ons vat ons vleis saam terug huis toe, want vleis is baie duur. Ons los dit nie vir iemand anders te, so dat hulle nie nodig het om môre kos te maak nie. Ons vat dit saam huis toe en dan eet ons dit môre.
Okay, so dit is 'n leftovers vir jou eie huis van okay. Die vleis wat jy gebring het. Jeff says, if I'm the homeowner where the braai is, I ask the guests to take their leftovers. If they choose to leave them, that is their choice. And Charisse agrees with Jeff on this point.
Everyone always leaves their meat by our house. And it's quite frankly a little bit annoying most of the time because I can never eat that much braai meat, me and my husband. I don't really like braai meat the next day, and you can only have so many meals after the braai with braai meat.
Yeah, she does have a point there. She absolutely does have a point. En dan sê Charisse het dit gesê oor die leftovers, dan het Dean 'n baie belangrike vraag om te vra. I think he's asking the right questions, our dear Dean.
Jy het die tinfoelie, so jy kan nie vir my 'n stukkie wors oorlos nie, maar ek moet vir jou al my foelie en my glad wrap en plastic wrap en goed sponsor. Nee.
Dean is like, I'm not giving you the foil if you can't leave a piece of meat for me to enjoy after you've left. Because sometimes a sticky leftover braai is very lekker.
Well, you see, but also depends on maybe how big the family is that's left over. Because you see, like when she said that it was only her and her husband, you can't leave all that braai meat just for 2 people. But now if they're kids and stuff, now you're going to be taking the meat You can't take the meat back home.
Well, Magda totally disagrees with you. Aros, vat dit huis toe, vleis is duur. Monday mailbag this afternoon, we're talking, what do you do with the leftovers after braai? Los jy dit by die huis? Of vat jy dit van die braai host se huis af en jy vat dit nou vir jou vir môre?
Okay, can I add another spanner? If you're going to take your meat, then take your salad as well. You can't take the meat and then be leaving me with soggy salad. You must take your salad.
Ow. Okay, Joe has spoken. We got a message in from Stephanie, who is currently in the UK, and she says that the people in the UK, she's in Scotland to be specific, listening while I'm doing my household chores and loving the braai etiquette conversation. Brits just don't understand the pride and important braais play in our lives, and it's making me so homesick right now. I don't think they understand it because they can't have too many barbecues. There's like 3 or 4 sunny days in a year there. I know that because my mom lives there. So we're talking about leftovers and braais and what the etiquette is around that. Renata sent a message in to say, generally the leftovers stay behind. I'm left with the cleanup, and so I'm also left with the leftovers. It depends on who is at the braai. People who are really struggling right now, like most of us are, that's very true, I ask them to take home some leftovers. Also, if there's way too much food, I generally order the guests to take doggy bags, otherwise the food goes off in my fridge. Because natuurlijk, jy wil ook nie hê die kos moet gemors word as niemand het gaan doen nie. En Chantal kom na elke braai toe, sy is voorbereid.
Hallo Rob en Ros. Nee, ek weet ook nie wat die etiket is omtrent dit nie, maar as ek by iemand gaan braai, dan vat ek my ou kosblikkie saam en die vleisies wat ons braai en dit bly oor, gaan terug huis toe. En as ek iemand nooi na my huis toe, dan sê ek, onthou om jou woefkardoesie saam te bring, dat jy asseblief jou leftovers kan saamvat huis toe. Daar's niks lekkerder as gisteraand se braaivleis die volgende op.
Dit is ook waar. And you, my favorite part of that message from Chantal is a woefkardoesie. A woefkardoesie, wat 'n mooi Afrikaanse woord. George also has a strategy when he and his family have braais or go to braais or any kind of like event.
Hey Robin Ross, on leftovers after a braai or even a family gathering, normally what we do is all the ladies go into the kitchen and then they just divide everything up equally between all the families that are there.
Okay, makes sense.
That one makes sense, but the first one that you read out, I just want to be like, if I imagine I go to a braai at your house and the people who came in the Maseratis and things, they don't get to take off leftovers. But because you're struggling, you that came in your small little car, in your Skodong, you take home a leftover, I wouldn't come back to your house.
No, but why must I cater for the Maserati people? You don't have to be driving that car.
But it's going to be obvious that, like, you know, there's a difference between who you've been giving leftovers to. You look like you're struggling, so take this home.
Joeline actually has something to say on your point, Joe. She says, "Hi guys, our group is always does a bring and share. At the end of the evening, we'll share what's left. Joe, this includes the salad." So there you have it. Thank you so much to everyone that sent messages in around the etiquette of what happens met die kos wat oorbly na 'n braai. So of jy vat jou goedjies saam, of jy deel dit almal op, of jy los dit maar daar sodat die mense wat die braai gehost het eintlik bietjie kos kan hê na die tyd. Thank you so much everyone for sharing. WhatsApp 084 85 00 942.